we have again the El Nino, and although yes, before it may sound a bit contradicting, the El Nino, initially we're looking at a below average season. Now we are looking at a above average. Now, what happens with the El Nino? When you have sinking air above you, it pretty much warms the atmosphere. Not only that, but we're forecasting record warm Atlantic sea surface temperatures. Now, as the water gets warm, it's going to evaporate. So now you're going to have water vapor in the atmosphere. And not only that, you have sinking air above, you're going to have warming atmosphere, warm sea surface temperatures. So you're going to have more water vapor in the atmosphere at higher temperatures. And this pretty much is a breeding ground for basically unstable conditions. So hence the reason why the change moving from that. And for hurricanes to develop, you need ocean temperatures of at least 26 degrees, right? Now, below that threshold, hurricanes will not form, or they may just weaken rapidly once you become when it gets into proximity or within waters below this threshold. So we are faced with this, although yes, it's an El Niño year, you expect fewer hurricanes, yes, but more intense. We are looking at an above normal season now.